Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Daniel Ng.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Pokemon sells a lot despite a buggy launch. Some of the biggest indie developers are offered just exposure for putting their games on Tesla, and the game taking off on TikTok. Here is the news for Sunday, 27th of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet have officially become one of the fastest-selling titles for Nintendo ever, despite a number of glaring technical bugs. Nintendo announced that in the first 3 days of sale, 10 million copies had been purchased, with about 40% of that number in Japan alone. There would have been a lot of pre-sales for sure, so it'll be interesting to see how these sales go on now that the widely publicized bugs are all over the internet. To put it in perspective, Sony's God of War Ragnarok, which launched the same week, also had a record-breaking launch for PlayStation 5, but selling only 5.1 million copies in comparison, so it's fair to say Pokemon is still huge.
I pre-ordered Pokemon and got it right on the day it came out, which I imagine heaps of people did. It's amazing, though, that it's got more sales than God of War, a game that is in the running for Game of the Year at the Game Awards. Sticking with Nintendo, Nintendo Switch Sports will give you the chance to show off your long drive and precision putts, with golf arriving this week in the casual sports game. It'll include 21 holes from the Wii Sports series, casual competition mode, and online survival mode, both of which can have up to 8 players. It'll be a free download available on November 29.
Amazing, and I love that they're adding new ways for, you know, my family and friends to beat me in this game. The Activision Blizzard acquisition continues with another interesting tidbit from UK's Competition and Market Authority. Microsoft continues to roll out funny justifications for making some of their games exclusive and others cross-platform. Microsoft offered a pretty arbitrary categorizing process for their games, claiming that the next Elder Scrolls is, quote, a mid-sized release. So it won't harm Sony being exclusive because it doesn't have the mass appeal of a Call of Duty or Minecraft. Elder Scrolls Skyrim sold around 30 million copies since its 2011 launch, but that's up against 425 million lifetime sales of COD, or 238 million sales of Minecraft, so I guess it does seem pretty tiny despite being one of the biggest games ever. Reporting in Reuters Week said that the US Federal Trade Commission was expected to try to block the purchase, arguing it put too much market power in the hands of one company.
It's strange that they think Elder Scrolls doesn't have a mass appeal, because I've seen so many people playing it for years. If anything, making it cross-platform would give them more players and more money. People love making games, and a new trend has popped up, like a cat with a fistful of coins on TikTok. It's a role-playing game of sorts where players collect doubloons from videos shared across the service, keeping track of their loot in a notes app or spreadsheet when certain prompts appear. You can gain coins, have them stolen, buy insurance or items such as daggers, potions, and jets. It's a fun, goofy experience for the participants, but seeing a role-playing game being developed in real time through memes by thousands of people on an app designed for creating and sharing videos is pretty amazing. It's likely TikTok culture will move on in a couple of weeks, but I'm sure some will try to commercialize this free grassroots game and it'll be fully dead.
And you know, Fee, as much as you and I avoid TikTok, I actually don't mind this. And it seems like a pretty fun idea. I've seen how it's blown up as well. It started off as a very innocent kind of thing. And now it's like economists are getting involved and talking about like inflation of doubloons and everything. And do people pay doubloon taxes? Like, what's going on here? I don't understand. It's still a bit weird that you can use your car to play video games, but it turns out that one of the bigger manufacturers was just offering exposure for indies to port their games over. Sam Barley, who worked on her story, said on Twitter that Tesla had approached him to include the game, but allegedly they weren't willing to offer anything to license it, and that instead it'd be good exposure. Melbourne-based House House got a similar offer for Untitled Goose Game, with Cable Sasser from publisher Panic confirming on Twitter. I mean, pay developers for their work, come on. Especially as an artist, this kind of hits close to home. It's, I don't know, I have a lot of feelings about this one. Speaking of cars, Sony is working with Honda for their electric vehicle, and Itsumi Kawanishi said it's possible a PlayStation 5 could be built in.
I've seen people hooking up their Wiis and other consoles to cars, and it just blows my mind. But developers work incredibly hard on their games, and just offering exposure is really not enough. They're big car companies, so I'm sure they can afford to pay them.
That's it for news. Here are the games releasing this week. World of Warcraft Dragonflight, the ninth expansion to the long-running MMO, arrives this week. You can be a dragon, you can ride a dragon, you can make friends with a dragon. I bet you can even kill dragons. But can you kiss a dragon? Find out on the 28th of November on PC and Mac.
Warhammer 40,000 Darktide, the four-player Left 4 Dead light, comes to the grim future on the 30th of November. It's a class-based co-op survival game and will be out on the PC.
The hotly anticipated The Callisto Protocol is out on the 2nd of December. Directed by Glenn Schofield, who is the executive producer on Dead Space, The Callisto Protocol is a spiritual successor to that really popular horror survival series. Grab it on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox this Friday.
After nearly 8 months of delays, Marvel's Midnight Suns, the tactical RPG developed by Firaxis Games, makers of Civilization and XCOM, arrives this week. If you love a bit of tactical strategy and the Marvel Universe, this one looks to be a definite winner. It's out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 2nd.
Articles to read, podcasts to listen to, and videos to watch on sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Daniel Ang.
We know you love listening to Sifter, so if you'd like to support our work, we've got a Ko-fi where you can contribute whatever our work is worth to you. Even a small amount makes a big difference to us. You can head to sifter.com.au/support, where even a couple of dollars keeps us making our shows.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Pauletto, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Daniel Ang, Daniel Hines, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is our senior producer, and Gianni Di Giovanni is our executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to both Audio Technica Australia and Omni Studio for their support of Sifter's three podcasts.
Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.